So, this Advent season's been really difficult for me. I spent many years mastering the art of navigating holidays without my family. This is part of my life, and that I'm used to. However, this year is different. Usually I get through fine, but this season, Advent has pushed me to my limits. As most of you are aware, the president of Liberty University suggested that students should open carry on their campus in response to the perceived threat of Islamic extremism. Just yesterday, he started the process of lifting the bans on guns in student dorms. Most of you also know that I went to Liberty, and I am proud to have a degree from there. And while I do not regret my time there or the education that I received, I deeply grieve over the comments made by Liberty's leadership, which I did my best to put into words in a blog that I think has been read by most of you here. But the blog itself does not do justice to the range of emotions and complexities surrounding what has been said and done in the name of Christ in these last few days. I am in constant contact with many former and current students, as well as some faculty. For many, this has been a time of deep lament. We are looking for our space to grieve as a community in the face of outright absurdity, and this has been difficult for us. It has become particularly difficult because Liberty itself carries with it an implied inferiority in the face of those on the other side of the theological aisle. So when their leader made these comments, many in the media were quick to write their disdain towards and caricatures of Liberty University, pridefully written towards not just the president, but towards all of the students and faculty as well. Their concerns have been valid, but their patronizing is humiliating. People act as if we are all of the same mindset, as if we are all of the same line of thought as Jerry Falwell Jr., but we're not. We are human beings that have the ability to think for ourselves. We are human beings that deserve the opportunity to grieve without being swept into a pile of retaliatory theology we are all said to hold. We need space and we need companions. I'm asking you to allow us to speak first before jumping into the discussion. We have work to do internally, and it's going to be hard and difficult. Give us the opportunity to hold Falwell accountable in the community he serves. I ask for your prayers, but more importantly, I ask for your companionship. I ask for your support. Never in my 3-year tenure at Liberty did I think I would be at the forefront of a movement of former students, current students, and faculty to meet face to face with the president of the university and demand that he resigns. It never occurred to me that the university that helped me to learn how to fully rely on Christ when I needed guidance in my life the most would become the scene of a theological civil war over the barrel of a gun. But it has. And it is going to remain painful. Because of all this, my Advent focus has been on Job. Job is my favorite book of the Bible, and I relate with it on so many very real and tangible ways. In some ways, I too have lost much of my life in the midst of mounting violence in our country and abroad, and the calls to return violence by the gun, with violence, by another gun. Things have become exceedingly dark for me and my spirit, and I'm sure they're getting that way for most of us. I found myself in front of our bathroom mirror at home 2 nights ago, thinking about how Job responded, thinking about the faith Job had when so many told him he was wrong, or that the way the world around him was because of his doing. I thought about Job shaving his head and repenting in the ashes. I grabbed my razor from the drawer and I shaved my beard off. And y'all know I've had my beard for a long time. It's something that has come to define who I am. So when I finished, I was confronted with a face that I'd forgotten. I was confronted with how my face looks when it's bare. It is then I realized that it's okay to be bare. It's okay to let the scars on my face be seen. It's okay to be bare in the midst of a society that acts as if nothing is wrong. I'm drawn to what Job beckons us to do in response to the darkness that engulfs the world, and what God's response would definitely come in the future. I'm drawn to the spiritual disciplines Job calls us to practice in the face of heightened tensions. I'm reminded that he prayed, stayed in his faith of God, even as he renounced his life and responded forcefully. And that, what he ultimately calls us to, is radical hope. A radical hope that says God is still in control. A radical hope that says the darkness does not get the final say. A radical hope that says we too know that our Redeemer lives. So this Advent season, I'm on a journey of radical hope alongside Job, grieving in his barrenness, in a state of helplessness. I'm reminded that God did respond, and that the Word became flesh and became a light in the world, that the darkness did not, cannot, and will never overcome. I invite you along on this journey in search of the light, and then I invite you to share the light in the darkness that engulfs the world around us. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly.